Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We talked a little bit about Purdue and Ohio State and that victory. They leave the unbeaten ranks.
What does that do to the Big Ten right
now? Oh, it makes it real interesting.
It does.
Especially in my house.
Doesn't make it. It makes it just ticklish when you think that right now Michigan is the hope of
they
the conference.
They are it. They're
to
it.
Make it into the playoff.
And it couldn't. It's taken them 5 years, okay? But again, let's not put the carriage in front of the horse, as they like to say.
Still more
he's still got
play.
One more game he's got to win.
Yeah.
And that's that last one.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you, well,
don't you
got
think,
that one, and then you get your conference championship game. I mean, there's still a lot of football to be played.
But they need to beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
Now, your question that you need to ask yourself is this. How do you feel about Urban Meyer making adjustments? Because they talked about this game, going into this Purdue game, they had the best week of practice they've had.
Right.
And still got exposed. Talking about red zone play, zone offense.
They couldn't run the ball at all.
Man.
I never thought I'd see an Ohio State football team that could not run the football. At least that wasn't their method of transport of moving the ball. Because that's always been Ohio State football. You know, you always had a running back, you know, call him whoever you want to, from Archie Griffin to Ezekiel Elliott. You always had a guy that ran the ball that you counted on to get you those yards. And last night, that was non-existent. They were just trying to throw passes but not great accuracy, and they made Purdue look like world beaters. But they were up for that game.
Purdue had something special in the water yesterday.
They did. They
talked about the story of the kid, by the way, Tyler Trent. You need to just Google that and watch it. ESPN did a big story. But he was at the game. They were there honoring him and just enjoying being a Boilermaker yesterday.
Yeah.
The whole campus.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was homecoming or not. I don't remember hearing that. But that game yesterday.
But like I said, it's a program that we don't think about a lot. And I alluded to their rivalry with Notre Dame before we took our break. And Notre Dame has won the last seven games against them. I mean, it used to be a big deal to me when they played Notre Dame, because that's their in-state rival. Of course, Notre Dame has enjoyed rivalries with Michigan and with Michigan State.
And USC.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as the Big Ten goes, right. As far as schools in that part of the country, Purdue is one of their big rivals, and it just hasn't been there. And, you know, Notre Dame has dominated that series. And you think with Notre Dame football hadn't been like the greatest the last 7 years, but still they've been big enough to beat these guys. I got to look and see the last time Purdue was even in contention for the Rose Bowl. I mean, that's just it. That's just how far away they've been from the scope of being in one of the programs that we think about when we think about Big Ten football. Yet, they brought it together and they pulled it off last night. And it was amazing. I couldn't stop watching.
Yeah.
I got reeled into it. I said, come on. I said, fourth quarter, the wheels are going to fall off this thing. Come on now.
I turned away. Yeah. Halfway through the fourth quarter, I said, I ain't going to watch anymore. I ain't going to watch anymore because I don't want to jinx it. I want to put the kibosh on it. So.
Oh, man. I said, the wheels have to fall off here. The wheels got to fall off. And then, you know, they scored again. And we had like 9 minutes left. I said, you know what? The wheels are not going to fall off.
I'll tell you the other thing about that. It's funny that you kept waiting for Ohio State to come back. And,
yeah.
And for a minute in my house, it was waiting for Michigan to let Michigan State come back, but didn't happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.